Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Newton. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products with for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy,
I just kill it with. Hey guys, this is Dana with Happy Life Nutrition, located on 18 Perry Street, downtown Newnan. Hours are 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Come check us out. We will be serving up meal replacement shakes, calorie-burning teas, coffees, waffles. We have a kids menu and a workout menu. We do deliveries with a 5-drink minimum or $5 delivery charge if less. You can call ahead for your order. Free Wi-Fi, quiet atmosphere for business meetings or get-togethers. Our number at Happy Life Nutrition is 770-683-5172. Can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Margie Conway with Creative Heart Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network. We have all kinds of things going on lately as normal, and since the husband is driving himself back around before the second knee surgery, which is the end of August, so y'all pray for me. He's driving around this month, so I'm able to be at the studio. We had a selfie pop-up on Friday and Saturday night. We had the best time, so check up and see some of the pictures from that, because we're going to do it again on the fall artwork on September. I think it's the 23rd of this month, so that's pretty cool. And you guys know that I like going around and finding all the creative people that we have in Noonan, and they just end up on my computer screen or in front of me at a festival or something, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go on the radio? And they're like, who is this woman and why is she stalking me? But this last week I came across a post of Susie Berta. She has written a book called The Veterinarian's Wife. Locally, you can get that book at Lee King at Corner Arts, and then it's on Amazon where I got mine yesterday. So, Susie, we are very glad to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much, Margie.
I just read what she had posted. The book's The Veterinarian's Wife, and it's the memoir of her. It has a lot about her husband, who is a local veterinarian that one of my friends said, how do you know them? And I'm, because she knows I don't have animals. And she just, when I went and looked at her site, she has had an interesting life. And I thought she had some wisdom and some things to share with us.
Thank you, Margie. I hope I can.
How did you end up in Noonan? Were you born here?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I read the book.
You that's okay. You, no. No, but some of these other people might not have, so I will explain. No, I was actually born in Phoenix, Arizona, and my two journalists, my mom and dad both were writers and with the newspaper there, and my dad got a big promotion, and we all came to Atlanta, which is where I grew up for the most part. And then I met Rick Berta, and we got married and went to vet school over in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then we moved up to Virginia for his first job in equine practice, all horses up in Virginia. Beautiful. And then he decided it was time to come home. So rather than come home to Atlanta, where at the time there weren't that many horses or right. farms, right. We found Noonan, which was okay. just the perfect spot because it was close enough for me to go back and forth to Atlanta because I'm the artsy type. And it was perfect for him because of all the farms and the farmers. And he stopped doing equine veterinary medicine and branched out into large animal veterinary okay. medicine. So he did that for 26 years before he went totally small animal.
Oh, that is very interesting. Like I said, I have no pets, and I tell everybody knows because I've took care of people and everything all my life, so now I'm going to take care of me and Ricky when he has knee surgery.
I've been there, done that. I can relate.
Well, he just had one done, and then he had the other one done, but we literally said we were going to the doctors because I had foot surgery last year where I crushed my heel, and we were like, okay, at this point, I have a second surgery coming. He has a second surgery, so we're going to the doctors and see which one needs to go first.
That happens after a certain age.
Yeah, I didn't think I was at that age yet.
I know, we never do.
But I have a lot of friends who have animals, and I do love yes. to read the stories, and that's part of what, just the way you describe the book, you said something about, you know, pigs and goats and
yes.
in odd situations, and I was like, okay, I've got to read that. But before we get to that part of it, I know the book is, from what I was reading, you said it's a collection of essays about different things.
Yes.
Yes, so each one's kind of, when I was looking through it, it's kind of like its own little short story,
mm-hmm.
and it's just really laid out well. I like that. And I
Thank
did
you.
Read where it was getting to know you in the most random way. One thing that I thought was very humorous, and this is for those of us born in Georgia, she said when she came from Arizona and they rolled the window down in Georgia, it was so moist and it just felt so good. Do you still feel that way?
Well, it's not a dry heat, I'll say that.
That's it.
But I came to learn about all the, you know, the green was my wonderment when we first came
right.
here, along with the window rolling down in the and the air. But I learned about all the pollen soon thereafter.
Oh, yes,
so
I read that, yes.
It has its pros and cons, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I love being here.
Well, I know I'm a Georgia girl from the very beginning, and I married a Texas man. So the first time I went out to Texas, I'm like, look at that sky. There's no trees. Everything. It's just sky everywhere. And it was a dry heat, so I could breathe better than
yes.
I could here. So
yes.
I guess, you know, it's one of those grass is greener for a little while, and then you figure it out.
Right.
All right. You have some interesting stories in the book about you and your brother growing up and y'all doing performances and things
yes.
as you go there. So you mentioned you have an artsy side. Fill us in on your artsy side.
Okay. Well, in my first life, I have to preface it by saying in another life anyway,
right.
I was a performer. I was a musician, a vocalist. I sang all over the place. I sang with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Chorus under Robert Shaw, who has been gone now for a number of years, so many people may not know his name, but those who were into that scene are very aware of it, and he
right.
was the preeminent choral conductor in the world, actually. And I did a lot of performing. I was a soloist, a paid soloist at a large church in Atlanta, after I sang a lot in the churches here locally.
Right.
I just did, music was my thing. Then I did a one-woman show at the Rialto Theater for my 50th birthday.
That was an adventure. How did that happen?
Well, I just decided I was going to do it. It was a bucket
yeah.
list thing. I'm into my, I do bucket list things, just checking the boxes, and that was one of my boxes. So I did that, and I gave the proceeds, divided them up between the church here and the church I was singing at in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, proceeds weren't much because I had to spend a lot of money
right.
just to put on the show. But I learned, and so that was great. And that shortly after that, I started losing my ability to sing well. Hmm. I can sing, of course, but nothing I would sing in front of anybody and ask them to pay for. So I started looking into other things, and I decided to go back to school.
That is very good. You mentioned you did that after the age of 50.
Yes, at 53.
So let's talk about that, because it does. It's a whole new adventure when you get 50 in your life.
Oh,
our children
gosh,
have moved
yes.
off, and you know, hopefully our children are raising our grandchildren, if at all possible, and we seem to be able to become who we
right.
want to be.
Right. Yes, I had to juggle family for so long with the music career, and it was real hard on everybody.
Right.
But by the time everybody had left and I was an empty nester, I decided I wanted to go back, and I went to art school to get an art degree at the age of 53. I had gone to college earlier when everybody's supposed
right.
to go, but dropped out, and I tried to get my credits apply,
right.
but they were too old.
Yeah, that is part of the downfall, because
yes,
been there.
So they wouldn't take my, so I had to start over basically and take all 4 years of college, like from freshman to, you know, senior, English 101, you know, all that stuff. Plus,
they've
all
changed
the,
all that since we went the first time.
Well, yeah, and but I mean, it was an art school too. So
that's
on
right.
top of all the academics, I had art projects to do. So I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But once I got into it, I refused to quit.
Good.
I did end up quitting my singing job at the church in Atlanta, because I just couldn't do everything, and
right.
my voice was starting to go anyway. So the art school thing was quite an experience. It took everything I had,
mm-hmm.
because maybe you don't know it, or maybe the people out there know that if you're an unconventional student, meaning older than 18,
right.
you want to do your best.
Yes.
And you are going to, I literally just worked as hard as I could, and I wanted to see what I could do.
Right.
And by gosh and by golly, after 4 years, I graduated summa cum laude.
Good for you.
With an art degree, a BFA, and I've used it since. I told my husband, you're going to pay a lot of money for this education, and I am not going to be in business.
Right.
This is not a profession I want.
Right.
This is education that I want, and I hope you're okay with that. And he was the best. He said, sure, whatever you want, honey, do it.
Good.
Do it. So I did
Good
it.
For him.
Almost killed myself, but I did it.
But now you're not dead and you're happy.
And as we were talking earlier, you know, I had the advantage over these kids of life experience.
Right.
So I was able to bring that. They had an advantage over me in energy.
Absolutely. Right.
So we had to work with each other, and we created a symbiotic, you know, relationship. I would help them. They would help me. They called me Mary Poppins, because I always came to class over-prepared with every art supply imaginable. Anybody got an eraser? Oh, ask Mary Poppins. She's got it. So I kind of enjoyed that. I was sort of like Mary.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was an experience, and I'm so glad. And I had to learn to become computer savvy. So many people
right.
our age don't feel the need, or just don't understand how to do computers and, you know, technology and that sort of thing. And I'm so grateful. I'm not a whiz, but I learned so much about it that I'm
yeah.
now able to do things that a lot of people, how did you do that? Well, here, let me explain it to you.
Right.
So.
And in the art world, it does involve digital art a lot
yes.
more than it used to. So I would imagine going for a degree, you would have a lot of that to do.
Yes, and actually I was shocked at how much the computer is comes into play.
Right.
Everything we do, it may be that you make a drawing, but then you scan the drawing, and then you manipulate the drawing
right.
in Photoshop, or you... you know, you put it in some other program and deal with it. So, and I started out doing graphic design and realized I didn't want to work that hard. It was more of a commercial venture,
right.
but I did learn a lot about the programs, and I used it as the cover from my book.
Really?
I learned how to do, I designed
well,
my own cover.
That's a pretty neat cover too, guys. I wish you could see it.
Yeah.
But you will when you buy your copy of it.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. On Amazon, Corner Arts, Lee King.
That's it. I said, let's make sure we get that in there, because one of the guests the other week, we didn't get her contact information in because we were talking so much.
Oh, and I'll also be at the Sharpsburg Book Fair. It's the first annual Sharpsburg Book Fair on August the 27th.
Okay.
From 10 to 5 at the A.O. Bridges Community Center.
So, that will be cool,
and
yes.
Lots and lots of authors will be there. There'll also be some people who are there to, you know, have discussions and speeches, and everybody will be selling books, and I'm sure there will be food and whatever. So
we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the Southern Lit Fair.
Yes, that was in early June, and okay. I participated in that as well. And we had a good time. I was part of a group that had a panel that day as well. But no, this is a brand new venture. And there's a fellow named Mike Brown who has been absolutely instrumental in helping authors south of Atlanta get up and running and give them opportunities.
No good.
A big shout out to him. He has created Hometown Novel Writers Association.
Okay, I knew about that, but I didn't know his name.
Right. And Jenny at Corner Arts is the person who carries all the local artist books.
She's on my list of people to go see.
Yes, absolutely.
And I do have lists, but it's slowed down for a little while, so I was going to pick it back up. So she's on that list.
Right.
All right, so you went from singer and musician to art school. So how did you come about thinking, I'm going to write the book?
Well, after I got through with art school, I had some recovery time, and I decided to start writing. I've always written, let me put it that way. It's not that I just started writing. I just began writing again.
Okay.
I had the time. And I always encouraged my husband, as we would talk about a story or he'd tell me about something, I'd say, man, you should write a book. This is just incredible. And I waited and I waited, and I was convinced he was not going to write a book. So I decided I would. Mm-hmm. And I decided I also had some things to say from my perspective as a veterinarian's wife and as a human being, a woman, a mother, a grandmother, a person who has ups and downs, who has different careers, and how we juggled all of that as a couple and all the challenges that we faced in our marriage. In addition to all the animal stories that are so interesting. So this is really a book about him and me, but it's called The Veterinarian's Wife for a reason.
Okay. What's that reason?
Because I had something to say that if a veterinarian writes a book about his animals and his experience, that's one thing, which I include.
Right.
But from a wife's perspective, there's a whole nother world of stuff that you can talk about and that I think needs to be said so that people can relate. There's a whole section in there about mental health.
Okay.
There's a whole section in there about, you know, things that were happening during pandemics and all kinds of things and the way a woman deals with those things.
Right.
So I think it's a book that would relate to men and women and animal lovers and people who have their issue. Everybody has their issues, but they don't always want to talk about it.
That's true.
So I talk about issues, and hopefully if it helps one person deal with an issue, then I feel like I've, you know, done a good job.
And that's where you were talking about as a wife and a mother. That's what Ryan has done with the women's programming here at the radio.
Yes.
Is women have a voice.
Absolutely.
There's several of us who have gotten on from different viewpoints that are saying, here's what we have to say, and inviting people on. I love that we're able to share these stories. And where you're talking about people don't always talk about mental health issues or other things. You know, everybody knows that I kept mine quiet for 50 years, and then all of a sudden I told everybody everything. Because when it came out this much, I'm like, okay, the dam is burst.
That's right.
And I even shared with you, that's how I started the website and the studio, is I was going to write a book. Yeah. And part of that is my mom had journaled all of her life. Mm-hmm. And she was writing a book, according to her therapist. And people who have listened regularly know that I've had struggles with my mom all the time. So I was fully prepared. She wouldn't let anybody read it. And when she passed, I'm like, where's that book? I want to read what she's written in that book. And my son was like, oh, no, I promised her I would not let you get that book and change one word of it.
Ah!
And so I prepared myself because we had a lot happen in life together. And I prepared myself for it and set aside a few days and went to read the book. And I'm like, okay. So I decided I was going to write a book. Lies my mom believed in the truth I found instead. And put hers on one side and turn it upside down. But I haven't done that. I've been voicing it out everywhere that we go. It's with the veterinarian's wife, and just, you know, something's been going through my mind just from talking to you and things. It seems like our husbands would have a little in common in the fact mine's not a doctor veterinarian type. He's more of an engineering type. Ah. So it's like have all your ducks in a row and know what we're doing and plan. And then God threw us creative people into their lives.
That's right.
That is totally. Sometimes I look at Ricky and I say, God has such a sense of humor giving you me.
Well, and that's another thing I point out in the book, that we are such different people.
Right.
In one respect. You know, he could care nothing about his wardrobe, his clothing, whatever. I have a closet full because I was a performer.
Right.
You know, he just in so many different ways. And then, you know, he cares nothing for decor or interior design or whatever. I love it. And so one of my favorite quotes is he would say, you know, baby, if it weren't for you, we would live in a concrete block hut with dirt yard. And my response is over my dead body. But we've come to grow together, and it's good that we're different.
Right.
Because we bring different things to the relationship.
That's true. He brought, you know, more stability in, mm-hmm. and more responsibility in, and everything to ours. Now, I do have to throw in there that he is pretty creative on his own. He welds all these neat little things together and does woodworking and things.
I want to learn how to weld. Will he teach me?
He probably will. He has a whole setup. And I'll tell you what, he's on short-term disability with knee replacements. He is bored to tears.
Well, great. I'll have to get in touch.
Yeah, but I do. I look at husbands, and then I was thinking about yours, and I was like, I've got to read that book because I do think, you know, God just has a very big sense of humor.
Yes.
And we do need each other to balance one another
absolutely.
Out completely.
And really and truly, he is... in his own right, very creative. You have to be as a veterinarian.
Right.
You have to know about so many different animals. You have to do surgery, and you have to create different stitches and ways to mm-hmm. get at things. And you have to have a creative mind. What's going on here? How do I deal with this? So he's creative, very creative in his own way.
Right. All right, we have a little bit more time. Do you want to share us one of your favorite stories out of your book?
Oh, gosh. Well, let me see. Let's see. I have a little something that talks about when we first moved to Virginia.
Okay.
And I'll just read a little bit of it. In 1975, at the ripe age of 26, Rick started his first job as a real official veterinary medical doctor at Woodside Equine Clinic in Ashland, Virginia. Rick and I hadn't had time to find a place to live, so in the sweltering heat of a June afternoon, we moved ourselves into the rustic space upstairs above the clinic's barn. Mm. The barn will be temporary, baby, Rick promised me. I'm sure it's a nice barn, and we can talk about this for the rest of our lives. Oh, how right he was. The Virginia heat rivaled the Alabama heat, turning roads into wavy liquid mirages and cars into ovens. Imagine my thrill at our new accommodations. No air conditioning, save one rickety floor fan. There were no screens on windows, no bathroom, and a mattress on the plank floor. Flies from the stalls below zoomed around our heads, bumping into our faces. Pungent eau de manure perfumed the air, wafting through the windows and up the staircase. The owners cordially invited us to use the bathroom in their house nearby until we could find a place of our own. It was then I swore to Rick we would find permanent digs very much sooner than later.
Oh, absolutely. That's an adventure in itself. It's just reading the titles in the book, guys. You will really enjoy it, I think. And you know, she has said she has some serious in with the humorous, and that is the best way to present the serious most often. I'm sure that you will enjoy this book. I've enjoyed talking with Susie today. And you can get the book where, Susie?
You can go to Amazon.com, The Veterinarian's Wife, a memoir by Susie Berta. You can go to Corner Arts Gallery here locally on South Court Square in Noonan. Mm-hmm. You can go to Lee King Pharmacy, which is on Cavender Street here in Noonan. And I'll be at the Sharpsburg Book Fair on August 27th.
I'm going to look to come to that. That sounds like that.
And if you want to know more, you can go to my website. It's www.susieberta, SusieBerta.com.
And when you go there, you're going to find out that Susie is the person you want to get to know more about.
Thank you. Oh, and you can read my column in the Noonan Times Herald every week.
Yes, she had a recipe on there. It said something about a food blog or something. Everybody knows I don't cook. So.
Well, I was a food columnist for a while, and then they gave me a raise and made me an opinion columnist. So I write a column every week.
All right, that's good. So we can find her locally in a lot of places, and I guarantee you when you go look for it, you're going to enjoy the experience.
Thank you, Margie.
In all the things that we've got going on, I'm going to point out that we have Amy Killingsworth from Killingsworth Realty, who is one of our sponsors. I'm after her to go ahead and do her promo spot so y'all can find her. Ryan posts her information, but you don't get to hear her information. So I just want to tell you, look up Killingsworth Realty with EXP. Her name is Amy Killingsworth, KILLINGSWORTH. That is a mouthful. But her and her husband have started their own realty group locally, and Amy is definitely, the two of them, Todd and Amy, are people I would not mind to recommend doing business with. They will help you out great. We have something I was going to tell you, and now it's just totally out of my head, so you're going to have to check our website and our Facebook pages to find out what it is. I'm glad I don't mind being a goofball. I have decided to let it all out.
Good for you.
All right, so how long do we got, Ryan, before I go into something? All right, these 2 minutes, that's where I said I always get like client. I've messed up. All right, we have our tea talks starting. I finally got some people on the schedule for our tea talks, and our tea talks will be our second radio show that's going to air on Saturdays. And what we're doing with that is we're getting three people and me around a table having some tea, talking about whatever subject that we have. Our first tea talk that I've got taping this week has an elementary teacher, a middle school teacher, and a high school teacher. And so for back to school, they'll give you some insights into how best to support your kids at all those different areas. And so I've got somebody helping me line people up, so that is going to work out pretty good. Next week I have my infusion, and we're supposed to have the infusion guy on here on Thursday. I'm getting into all kinds of weird stuff. I'm gonna go let them stick stuff, infusions into my body so I can tell you what it does. So I hope it does well.
I hope you do well.
Oh, so we've got a lot going on. I'm really glad to get busy over there. Dana at Happy Life is got some special events coming in, so we're booking small events over there. And she tells people when they call, wait till my coordinator gets here. So, and I'm like, okay, so between Amy and all these people, we are really trying to work some stuff up to have a little bit more fun in Noonan. All right, so if you want to find Susie, you're going to go to Lee King Pharmacy, Amazon, Corner Art Store, or SusieBerta.com. And if you want to find me, you're going to walk up and down Perry Street and open those doors and yell Margie until I come out of my little studio in the corner. So it might be a day I'm willing to talk to people.
And come see me in Sharpsburg on August 27th.
Yes, and we're going to make sure we advertise that. Good. So that we can get that in. So that means you got to remind me to advertise.
I'll sign your book.
Oh, yes, please do. All right, so thank you again for coming and joining us this morning. And we look forward to talking to y'all again next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan, 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.